This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 21st. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. COVID is still with us, so we're definitely living life differently. But is it all bad? I think not. We're living through a bad time, but the pain and suffering are just growing pains. We'll emerge better in the future. In the meantime, each moment we have is a gift. We need to find our way to live well and use this gift of time. We see how fragile people are, and yet we know how resilient they can be. We can't take life for granted. We need to find the best way to get through this time, because looking back, we may have regrets because we did little or nothing. I have resolved that now, more than ever, I won't put things off. No, maybe later. No, maybe tomorrow. No, maybe when I'm older. Perhaps you can do the same. Take the time you have and put it to good use. Don't give up on yourself, your dreams, your goals. Rather, give yourself permission to pause and explore the possibilities. Then once you have your bearings, determine your next steps. No one says leap into your future. However, you can take measured steps to get there at your own pace. It is ironic that in these times of bounty, we are forced to distance ourselves from others. It's human nature to want to live our lives in connection with others. No man is an island. There is a new normal. It includes masking our faces, self-isolating, and socially distancing ourselves. But the new normal can be positive and not keep us from what's important to us. We need to be flexible and utilize new ways to get to our goals. Make the detours that appear into opportunities to explore a new path. We can still connect with one another by phone, by the amazing Zoom and FaceTime. We can still find ways to help one another. We can give meaning to our days and support others. I've just heard about a charity called V'ahavta. That's V'ahavta. It's a charity devoted to helping the people of all faiths that are experiencing poverty and homelessness on our streets. They've created a virtual way that we can volunteer and work together with hands-on projects that will benefit the homeless in our community. If you want to find out more, you can log on to V'ahavta, that's V'ahavta.org, or call 416-964-7698. That's 416-964-7698. I'm sure there are other charitable efforts on the go, and all you need to do to add meaning to your life is to seek out one that resonates with you and find a way that you can help and serve others in these challenging times. Together, we can make a better world, and we can have a meaningful life. We can make use of the new normal and serve others in a different way. So don't postpone living your life. Take your pause when you need it. Then, after you have asked your questions and considered your next step, be fearless and take a step at a time towards your tomorrow. Know that the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you, that we will gladly give you any help we can so you can get expert answers to your questions and then take action confident that you're making good choices and informed decisions. Remember my website, marilyns.ca. The contact information for all of us is there. Today, we're going to get investment advice from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not. We're going to get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Christine, the health coach, and Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source. Plus, you'll get tips and happy stories so you can learn from the experts from a woman's perspective. So in a moment, we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group joins us. She's author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single, Even If She's Not. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
Today I wanted to talk about how many times there's no need to rush. Do you know the feeling of being overwhelmed? So many things to do, so many choices. Should I do this? Or perhaps that would be better. Many times it's during these times of uncertainty, of change, that we can become overwhelmed. And it's precisely in times like this that people are at risk of making regrettable decisions that can lead to the loss of money, relationships, and even future possibilities. I met with Carolyn for the first time a couple of months ago. Carolyn had lost her husband this past January and was feeling quite overwhelmed. She was struggling with decisions around whether or not to sell her house, to buy again, or to rent, move closer to one of her daughters, or to stay in the city where her friends are. Well, Carolyn is in her mid-60s and had been planning to retire. Now she's concerned that if she does retire, what will occupy her time? On top of that, dealing with her husband's estate, she doesn't want her kids to go through the hassles that she's going through and is contemplating making some significant changes for her own eventual estate. When we first met, as I was listening to Carolyn, I realized that she was completely overwhelmed and she was at risk of making some very regrettable decisions. As she was going through this long list of things that were on her mind, I was making a list of them all. I asked Carolyn, which ones were keeping her up at night? Which ones did she feel were most important and urgent? Working together, we then prioritized the list into three sections: now, soon, and later. What I was doing was using a simple tool that Susan Bradley, author of the book Sudden Money, developed called a decision-free zone. My intention was to help calm the noise, help bring some order to Carolyn's chaotic thoughts, and help her see that she doesn't have to do it all now, and that in fact, by bringing an order, it becomes easier to think, to see all the possible options, and to understand potential consequences. In discussion, and in prioritizing Carolyn's big list of things on her mind, it became apparent that her retirement decision was actually the most pressing. While what to do with her time was a concern, what she was actually scared about was, would she be able to afford to retire now that she was on her own? Carolyn needed to know that she was going to be okay financially. And so that became her now, the first thing we would tackle together. Carolyn agreed she didn't have to decide to sell her house right away. She doesn't see herself living in the large house for long, but agreed it would be better to understand her finances first, see how she was spending her time and with whom, and what her new retired lifestyle would be like, then make a real estate decision, possibly in a year or so. So the real estate decision got put into the soon category. Fortunately, Carolyn also agreed that making big changes to her estate plan can be put off until later. There was nothing wrong with her will or powers of attorney. Her only concern was administration of an eventual estate. Together, in time, we will revisit the estate plan and make sure it's simplified, but in a way that also protects her during her lifetime. Once we've taken Carolyn's big list into what needs to be dealt with now, soon, and later, Carolyn felt calmer. She said that before she spoke with me, she felt all over the place and anxious. Now a weight has been lifted. She feels there's an order to things, and she is more in control. She feels capable of working with me on what's most pressing, making sure she's okay financially.
Well, Leslie, it sounds like all of us can use you in these trying times. If someone's sitting there and they want to create order from their distress and their feeling of overwhelming, and their feeling of being overwhelmed, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. The Farwell Group can be there for you. If you have questions and you want answers when it comes to investing and thinking about your retirement, don't feel overwhelmed. Know that they can help you create a decision-free zone. Now, soon, and later actions, and you can take a weight off your shoulders. The number again, 416-863-7501. Thank you, Leslie. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Coming up, Dr. Betty Rosendahl helps us deal with rosacea naturally, and then hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers joins us, and also Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions will share a happy story. So lots more to come, and you can learn from the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And Dr. Betty's with us this morning. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to talk about rosacea today. This is a chronic skin inflammation that many patients do have. And there's four different types. The first type shows up as redness in the center of your face. That's fairly common. The second type has some red skin plus acne. The third type actually makes the nose red and often is associated with bumpy skin and mostly affects men. And the fourth type is an ocular rosacea. It affects the eyes, and the symptoms are generally bloodshot eyes, and people are often sensitive to light. So what are the causes of rosacea? So there's no single cause, but genetics and environmental factors can play a role. And let's look at some of the risk factors. So genetics is one of these things that can have a big influence. So the highest risk group is middle-aged women of Celtic or Scandinavian ancestry, and often these people have a history of rosacea and a personal history of acne. Immune system and inflammation can also be a risk factor. So existing autoimmune or inflammatory conditions can increase the risk of developing any four types of rosacea. And things like specific bacteria, and in particular something called H. pylori, which is often associated with a gut bacteria, which can cause acid reflux and many other kinds of issues, can also be associated with rosacea. So let's talk about some of the rosacea triggers that we need to address. So food and drinks can be a trigger. So often I'll tell my patients to avoid alcohol, spicy foods, and hot soups and hot drinks. And I'll recommend to try using, for example, fresh herbs instead of hot spices, and things like iced tea instead of hot tea. Certainly this time of year, the sun and weather conditions can cause flare-ups. And so I usually recommend avoiding direct sunlight on the face during the hottest parts of the afternoon and wearing a minimum of 30 SPF sunscreen and a hat if patients go out. And if for those people that are exercising, shortening the intense cardio workouts, try walking, for example, instead of running in the heat, and trying yoga instead. And stress is a common trigger. So during stressful periods, it's really important to get lots of sleep and stay hydrated. And often I'll prescribe a B-complex vitamin or magnesium. And really to help soothe the nerves and to help calm the body, and really try to stay away from toxins. I know it's kind of difficult, especially with all the things we're using to clean our house, but really opting for natural, personal, and household care products really helps to reduce our exposure to toxins in our environment as well as in our body. So if people have an interest in finding out a little bit more about rosacea, naturopathic treatments, they can give me a call.
So basically you're saying there are four types and that they can be addressed naturally and that you've done it before. And if someone wants a consultation, all they have to do is call you. So good time to give out your number. Dr. Betty.
The number is 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001, Thornhill Naturopathic. There's a link from my website, marilyns.ca. Ask your questions, get your answers, and address rosacea if you have it. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Now, Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist and founder of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, joins us. And I believe he has some information and a happy story. So good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to share some tips with you regarding the best ways to have a clear conversation with someone. Anytime that somebody has a hearing loss, there's a couple of things at play. They can't hear softer sounds. Now, softer sounds could be anything from, you know, a whisper. It could be things at a distance. It could be anything, really. But conversations and speech have a lot to do with how we hear soft sounds. It's basically what helps us understand what the word is when someone speaks. So there's two things that we have to consider when we're speaking to each other. First and foremost, loudness. Now, loudness is one of those things that we don't want to yell at each other, but at the same time, we want to speak clear enough, loud enough, so that the person who's listening can hear us. And we also want to make sure that the rate of speech is at a proper, you know, speed so that we can understand and make sense of the words that people say to each other. The second one is distance. How far away are we from each other? Especially with social distancing, physical distancing, things that are at play right now, we want to make sure that we respect that distance, but we also want to make sure that we're close enough. So don't try and have a conversation from a different room. So we want to make sure that we're close enough and more or less in a direct line of sight so that we can hear and understand each other the best. That brings me to our next happy story. We met a husband and wife couple that came in, and they were having a little bit of a hard time keeping up the conversations. And, you know, husband and wives, you know, when they're frustrated with each other, things get a little hard. So what we did was we tested both of their hearing, because he was saying that she doesn't hear me and she was saying that he doesn't hear me. So we tested both of them. And so we found out that both of them, in fact, had a degree of hearing loss. Now, what we did was we set up hearing aids for both of them, and they went out and tried it, and they came back and they said, yep, we are definitely hearing each other a lot better, and this makes life a lot easier for both of us. So that was a fun and happy story that I wanted to share with you that is a light and easy conversation that we can have with our clients and anyone else.
So basically you're saying that hearing tests can be couples therapy. And if someone wants a hearing test, I know you do an intensive one. Does it cost anything?
No, we're doing a free hearing test, and that's always been the case. We want to make sure that everyone gets the care that they need and without having any reason not to do it.
Well, I'll add that if anyone has hearing aids and they're not pleased with them, Edmund doesn't just do hearing aids by selling one manufacturer. He knows about all the manufacturers and deals with everyone in the world. Plus, he can address any problem you're having with your hearing aid. So bring your ears and bring your hearing aids and call 416-754-4444. 416-754-4327. That's Hearing Aid Source Centers, 416-754-4327. You can take action and then hear your best and not be left out of any conversation. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller, is on the line, and I'm sure she'll have a happy story for us. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yes, in fact, I do. I was speaking to someone actually today. The interesting thing about this couple is she actually did the interview with Nancy. And of course, we're doing interviews over the phone right now because we're not out, you know, going from person to person like Typhoid Mary. We're doing most of our interviews either by Skype or Zoom. So Elaine came to Nancy and she said, you know, I put this off and I put it off and I put it off and I decided that's it. I've talked about it long enough. I'm actually going to join. So she did an interview with her. And she said, I was married 50 years. I went from my father's house to my husband's house. So she said, you can imagine my experience with dating was basically zero. So when she came to the service, she did require quite a bit of coaching. And I did speak to her over the time that she was a client. We matched up with this lovely guy, Dave, who was not a client for very long, who's not been a client for very long. And she said she was immediately struck by, he just had a natural kindness and gentleness, and she just really could tell right away that she was very interested. She said she was just, you know, very scared of going online. She didn't think there was an alternative, and then she heard our ad, and she said, well, I thought I'll just give them a call. So she'd called us, like, probably 2 or 3 years ago, and she felt so much safer doing it this way. And she said the thing she likes about him is he has his own life and she has her life, so they have their own interests, but they get together on the weekends and they spend, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday together, and they both have a strong spiritual side. She's Anglican, he's Catholic. They're the same age. So she said it's just the perfect match for her. And she said, you know, I'm kicking myself I didn't do this 3 years ago, although she said if I'd done it 3 years ago, he wouldn't have been a client with you. So it's kind of like a cute story, and they seem very happy. And I called her today, and she said, you know, it's funny that I never met with you. She said, I saw, you know, you in the ads, and you, you know, you're on the website. She said, but I just felt immediately a connection with Nancy, and she felt like this is the person I want to deal with. And so it's going very well for her.
So basically, Misty River Introductions has a team, and Nancy's part of that team, and you're the chief matchmaker. And week to week, you've proven that people can get together in spite of COVID and the difficult times we're in. So if anyone's interested in finding their perfect match, they can call Misty River Introductions. And I have the number. It's 1-877-334-9041. I went to your website because I keep giving out the Toronto number, and then I get calls from people out of town who want to call you. So Misty River Introductions makes introductions throughout Ontario and Quebec, and even sometimes in the south if you're traveling south, even in these days. But anyway, phone number again, 1-877-334-9041. And maybe you could give out the website.
Sure, it's mistyriverintros.com. There's a wealth of information on there. As well, you can use our chat feature. So if you have any questions to ask, you can just type them right in there. And you're talking to an actual person, someone actually typing back to you. So the other thing is you can book a free consultation, which doesn't cost you anything or obligate you to join the service. But by the end of it, you'll know whether or not we have sufficient numbers of people that meet the criteria that you're looking for to make it worth your while.
So it is possible to meet someone new and have a new beginning, even in these difficult times. Take down the number, no matter where you are, and call. And then you'll find out if maybe exploring the possibilities and having a fresh start with a new person is for you. 1-877-334-9041. Misty River Introductions. And ask for Cupid, Linda Miller.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. And then we'll talk real estate far and near when realtors Melanie Martin of 1 hour north of Toronto and Sharon Irvin of Toronto and the GTA join us. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and author of the best-selling book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to talk with you.
A pleasure to have you. And what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about hand sanitizer and some of the cautions around using hand sanitizer. But first, I wanted just to share with you in the audience that my young grandson of 4 years old started calling it hanitizer instead of hand sanitizer. And I think maybe he's on to something.
It's really cute.
It is cute. But the reason I wanted to talk about this is because the FDA released a study that said there's been a 79% increase in calls to poison control centers related to young children ingesting hand sanitizer. It may be on their hands. They may not be doing it deliberately. But we need to be really careful because even a small amount can be lethal to a young child. And what we know is that hand sanitizers should contain about 60% alcohol, and we should use them when soap and water isn't available. But we should be putting this on a young child's hands rather than giving them the bottle. And we really want to be careful of the amounts we're using, that it's rubbed in properly. And of course, hand sanitizer should never be used close to an open flame. It is a risk, and we want to be careful with our young children. We need to keep them healthy, and we need to keep them safe.
Such sensible information, and it's not obvious to everyone. So thanks for sharing that. And thanks for the new copies of your book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have the signed copies on my desk now, so if anyone wants them as a gift to themselves or for anyone else, all they have to do is give me a call at 416-504-6777. And the book is now available on Amazon as an ebook, and you can request it from any bookstore across Canada. It is a bestseller. So thank you, Dr. Brown. I really love reading the book. I have it on my night table, and you're empowering us to take charge of our health.
Thank you, Marilyn. A pleasure to share this time with you.
It's valuable information, and it's good that we have it on the show. Thanks for being part of my team.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, realtor Melanie Martin, our expert for properties north of Toronto, is back with us, and I'm sure she'll have a deal for us this week. Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, Marilyn. Yes, I do have a deal of the week, but I was going to tell you a little bit of a happy story as well. You know, we're always trying to help our clients find what they're looking for, find the dream. Now, it's not always on MLS. It's not always going to be listed by a realtor. So I would like the listeners to know that we don't always get paid for the work we do, and we don't care. What we want is our client to find their dream. Now, I've been working with this young couple with 4 kids, and they're looking for some land, and we actually didn't find anything on MLS, but we were able to find something for sale privately. So I'm going to help them make their dream come true. And you know what? I don't care if I make a penny, because they're going to be a very happy family, and what goes around comes around. So that's my happy story of the week.
Well, you're a good person, and I guess that's why you've been in real estate so many years and get so many referrals. But what about the deal of the week?
Well, you know, we are thinking about working from home a lot. We can be anywhere, so why not again, I'm thinking about Wasega Beach. Now, I found a little gem here that gives you the best of both worlds. You do have all the amenities of Wasega Beach, and you're not far from hospitals in Collingwood, and you're close to Georgian Bay, so you're a few steps away from the gorgeous Wasega Beach area. But you also have riverfront living here. So I found a little bungalow that has a 61 by 407-foot lot. So even though it's on a little bit of a busy road, that doesn't matter. It's set well back on that road, and you have riverfront, 61 feet of riverfront. You can go fishing. You can put your boat out. You can even go ice fishing this winter. There's two bedrooms up and one bedroom down, so probably about 2,400 square feet in total. And you have also, you know, an ensuite bathroom, a good-sized master bedroom, good quality home that's only about 22 years old, has been well updated. So I'm going to welcome anyone to come up and see this property. And the best part is the price is $749.9. So that is a very good deal for what it has to offer.
Well, even if it was an empty lot for 61 by 407 in Toronto, I don't think you could buy the land. And here a river runs through it, and it sounds wonderful. Now, people don't have to visit you because you can do things virtually as well. But if someone wants to get started by talking to you and describing what's maybe they're looking for because their dream home or getting more information about this one, how do we reach you?
Yeah, please give me a call at 1-800-357-4193, and I'll give you a picture of what is available anywhere outside the city. And call me now. I'm ready at the other end of the line.
1-800-357-4193. If you dream to live north of Toronto and maybe near a lake or a river, then Melanie Martin is a realtor that has all sorts of deals and a big heart, so she'll take the time to find you your dream home. 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to hearing another deal next week.
Yes, Marilyn, I'll have another gem for you.
Now, for those of you who are interested in real estate in Toronto and the GTA, Realtor Sharon Irvin of Chestnut Park Real Estate Brokerage is here to further explain properties in Toronto and the GTA market. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I have a listing now that probably would be perfect for a number of our listeners. Clean and fresh, a one-bedroom plus den condo with a pretty view in a low-rise executive building. But many people wonder, how do you actually get there from point A to point B? Maybe you want to sell your house first and you're daunted by the process. Don't be. Prepping your house for sale isn't as hard as you may think. I was talking to one of my clients this morning and they were saying that they would actually rent their cottage from time to time if they didn't have to do all the work to get it cleaned up before the rental. So the same questions exist for somebody wanting to sell their home. How can I get the place ready? You need to understand, first of all, that the place that you want to move in has a specific space and that there's definitely a look that we see these days in city listings. So number one, you're probably going to have to edit some of your furniture. Take inventory, and if you're not going to be moving it to the new place, maybe you don't need it there for the sale. Maybe you just need to keep the sofas and the beds that are neutral and, you know, something that's going to be modern looking. The old stuff, if you're not going to move it anyway, get it out now before you put your house up. The other thing you want to clear out is all your personal belongings. And that means decluttering, a word that we've heard a lot of lately. Anything, private pictures, family mementos, that ceramic dog that your daughter painted back in grade four, all those things need to go before you put your house up for sale. And you also want to maybe give some of it away, maybe store some of it, maybe keep it in another place, but have it out of the room because somebody coming into the house doesn't want to have an identity there. They don't want to know necessarily that this house belongs to you. They want to feel that it's very neutral. You have to stop and think about what's going to help sell the home. Are the colors right? Is the furniture crisp and clean? Is the outside tended and ready for people to look at it? The lawns, the gardens cleaned up, pots and garden utensils all put away. What about the art inside and the mirrors? Is this maybe a time to get rid of some of your old stuff and bring in some new that you can move with you? And finally, make sure your house is clean and fresh smelling. No hints of animals, no hints of smoking. Somebody walking in wants to feel that they're going to be happy living there and that it's going to be pristine for them. I'm here to help you with these things. We could work with a stager or we could do it ourselves. Your choice. But let's get it right together. Call me to help you get from point A to point B, and the goal is to make your life better.
So, Sharon, you've given us things to think about if we want to sell our home. And I know that you know Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. She'd be glad to help your clients and hold their hand. So it doesn't have to be a journey on its own. Expert advice will help people move from point A to point B. And you said you have a one-bedroom, one-den condo for sale. So somebody can jump from a big space to a smaller space in the city and have everything they need. If someone wants to talk to you about finding the property that's right for them or selling their home, how do we reach you?
They can call me through my brokerage, Chestnut Park Real Estate, and the number there is 416-925-9191, or they can look me up on my Facebook page, Sharon Irvin, I-R-V-I-N-E.
Sharon's been a realtor for many years. Her specialty is Toronto and the GTA. If you want to understand what your property is worth or how to sell it and approach that daunting task, it won't be as daunting when she holds your hand. 416-925-9191. Baby steps to get to your goal. That's all it takes. And our team of experts are happy to help you. And when it comes to real estate, there's none better in Toronto than Sharon Irvin. Thank you, Sharon. I look forward to hearing more from you next week.
Okay, great. Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, after a couple of messages, I'll transform into Marilyn West in the Wardrobe Doctor, and we'll talk about your closet organizing. And then Christine, the health coach, will give us her weekly tip, followed by happy stories from Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, soon to be Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, here on Zoomer Radio.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now, once again, I'm Marilyn West in the Wardrobe Doctor. First, a shout out to Kay. I'm so happy I was able to find you the little black dress you were looking for. And I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And a special hello to Marion Rose. I loved being your personal stylist and seeing you morph into your fresh 2020 images. Thank you for the opportunity to dress you. It was a pleasure to meet you both, and I look forward to seeing you again. If you're listening and wish you could refresh your look and perk up the clothes in your closet, feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. Leave a message when you hear my voice. I'll return the call, and I'll be glad to help you by walking you through it over the phone. And if you wish to set a date and time to come visit me, that's possible too. Last Saturday, I started Closet Organizing 101, and I suggested you follow my closet organizing instructions. They're posted on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. By now, your closet should be lighter. Your first cull done. You've eliminated the obvious, the neverwears, the things that don't fit all aspects of who you are. You may have put aside the things that need work, cleaning, altering, or repair. That's your to-do list. And the things in your closet should be the things you'd love to wear. The next step is to organize them and see exactly what works with what. Hang each item on its own hanger and hang colors together. If you have space, you can even hang your shawls with the clothes that they match. Now, what's next? Determine what works with what and get a sense of what you need to pull that look together. Work on the philosophy of building lines of color. So, see what goes with what.
And if you have tops with no bottoms or bottoms that don't have tops to work with them, that'll be your to-do list to find items of clothing to complete that little puzzle. If you want some guidance, once again, I'm there for you. Just call me at 416-504-6777. Next Saturday, I'll help you with instructions about what key pieces can pull your looks together. In the meantime, get busy. The closet organizing you do today will make you feel great. It will loosen up your closet. It'll give people things while they need them in season, so you'll be doing a good deed, and you'll be able to have space and order with the things that you have. It's never too late to tackle your closet. It's always there, so you can just do it a step at a time, and you definitely will reap the benefits. Also want to remind you that our next Healthy Bra Clinic will be December the 5th, and you can book an appointment by calling me. And I encourage you to organize and clean your closet. You'll be happy to do it, and remember, my website will get you started, marylins.ca. We'll talk next week. Now Christine, the health coach, will give us her weekly tip. I'm Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, soon to be Marilyn Weston, your host, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
At Marilyn's on Spadina Avenue, the entire store is open just for you. Make a private appointment for you and your sister or you and a friend and have Marilyn as your personal stylist and shopper. She's all yours in all sizes, 2 to 22. Made in Canada. Labels like Joseph Ribkoff and Up Pants for a thin, credible fit. Marilyn's, 200 Spadina Avenue. Now open by appointment at 416-504-6777. Leave it to Marilyn to make social distancing fashionable.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I have some nutrition tips for fat loss. Number one, avoid processed carbohydrates. Typically, this includes carbohydrates from a bag or a box. Processed carbohydrates generally provide too many calories and too much sugar. Processed carbohydrates also rapidly increase and decrease blood sugar, often resulting in hunger and fatigue. What you need to do is eat a low-glycemic carbohydrates instead of processed. Low-glycemic carbohydrates includes vegetables, oatmeal, and whole wheat products, and are digested slower. That means your blood sugar levels won't crash and you won't get hungry or tired. Another good tip is follow the rainbow diet. The only rule here is to eat as many different colors of fruits and vegetables as you can. The nutrients in each fruit and vegetable are usually linked to its color as well. You should consume far more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. And it's also recommended 2 to 3 pieces of fruit per day and many more servings of vegetables, such as broccoli, peppers, asparagus, rapini. Now, veggies and fruits will provide you with many, many nutrients, including fiber, vitamins, minerals, and many nutrients that simply do not exist in any other foods. So if anyone would like to have some tips on how to lose weight, lose some fat, get themselves into good condition, you just can call me at 416-809-4084. And you can also visit my website at christinethehealthcoach.com. And you can read all about the different testimonials from my present clients.
So if you need a GPS for weight loss, you can have one. Christine, the health coach. I work out with her daily and I see results and you can see them too. So ask your questions, get your answers of the experts and lose weight when you want to. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and I look forward to your tip next week.
Excellent.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us for our weekly conversation. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, I spoke last week about Moving Seniors with a Smile's first place diamond win in the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards for 2020. I admit it gave our team a needed lift in these uncertain times, and our win also brought a smile to many of our clients and friends who took the time and made the effort to vote for us. I'm grateful, and it got me thinking about other things that keep us smiling, in spite of the uncertainty and the scary news that we live with every day now. As some of you know, I'm a pretty good listener, and some of our clients have shared that they're grateful that they're retired now or that they don't have to navigate a business anymore through these times. Some, because they're more comfortable with ambiguity, are a bit better equipped psychologically to deal with uncertainty. And some, regardless of their means or their income, have focused on saving when they could for that proverbial rainy day. Well, I think we can all agree that the rainy days here, and those were wise choices. Some people, like me, tend to look at the world through a hopeful lens, at least most of the time, and we can usually see a light at the end of the tunnel. We're all in different boats in this storm, but if there's a common theme, we can opt to be grateful. We each have the choice every day of whether to judge and complain about what we don't have right now, or we can choose to hold on, be patient, and do what we need to do to get through these times with grace and usually a smile. Some will choose to reach out to others just to say a cheerful hello. For some, it can be volunteering their time or dollars to help those struggling even more than they are through these times. For some of you, it's about treating yourself to some new cozy pajamas or a warm coat or scarf. You'll probably get all of those things with you, Marilyn. And for others, it is about buying a second item for someone in need. Christmas and Hanukkah celebrations are quite likely to feel very different this year, and so the wise will adjust for the benefit of those we love, and as we do what we can to protect our own health. We'll listen to the public health experts, and instead of feeling victimized, we can always plan ahead. If there's a move in your future, you do know an awesome, award-winning senior move manager.
Well, you couldn't have said it better than what you just did. In fact, I don't know how to top it off except to say that everyone out there is not alone, and that yes, we are going through some difficult times, but it doesn't mean that we can't stop and think and plan ahead. And when it comes to you and moving and downsizing and decluttering, you do have all the COVID protocols in place, and you're still working. Am I right?
Yeah, I am. I'm, to be honest with you, most of our clients now are planning ahead more than they're actually doing things. But we've got some people that sold their houses or condos, and they're moving forward. And of course, we'll be there to help them.
So if someone wants to talk to you about decluttering, downsizing, and moving, Moving Seniors with a Smile has a phone number and a website. Do you mind sharing them?
No, absolutely. So you can call me at 416-697-8106. And of course, you can just Google Moving Seniors with a Smile and find our website.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, she has a dream team. She's been there and done it all before, and she can hold your hand through a move, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So you can be proactive, you can be prepared. Any aspect of a moon or downsizing is right there for you, because we have an award-winning team member in Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thank you, Lori. I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Absolutely, and stay safe.
You too. Bye. Now we're going to talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And let me tell you, these last couple weeks have been safety week for Total Access Center. We've been in and out of so many homes, making them as safe as possible for as long as possible. And that's because COVID numbers are up and people are staying home and they're realizing that they need safety. So let me elaborate on that. And let's start in the bathroom. So many people, and I know I'm probably talking to you right now that's listening, when you go into your tub or your shower, you're holding on to walls that don't have any support, onto slippery tiles or onto a slippery tub, getting in and out, and one of these days, it might just be the bad luck day where maybe you have a fall. So I think it's time for people to consider grab bars going inside of their bathroom shower or bathtub. And the thing about ours at Total Access Center is they don't look like grab bars. They are modern. They are fresh-looking. You can actually have soap dish grab bars. You can have towel bars that look like towel bars, not grab bars. And we can put them all throughout your bathroom. And what the greatest thing is we don't need to look for studs. We can put them wherever it's needed for you. Because we have a special anchoring system that holds 500 pounds of weight, you don't have to worry about grabbing on to these bars once they're installed. They come in all sorts of colors. I even installed gold-looking bars this past week, and they look amazing. They look like normal bars, so it actually adds value to your bathroom. Moving on into the actual bedroom area, some people getting out of bed, if you're trying to get up, all you have is air to help you lift up. So we actually have something called a super pole. It's a floor-to-ceiling pole that can actually help you get out of bed. You can grab on. It has rubber, so it's non-slip. And this will help you securely get up and down from your bed if you're struggling and you're having that problem. And lastly, looking into your living room, we have something called a couch cane. So if you're having trouble getting up off your couch, it's a rubber handle that's kind of rounded that you can have support to lift yourself off the couch. And we actually have risers. If it's too low, if your couch is too low, it can rise you up 3 to 4 inches. So many different products to make your home safe. And I'm just hitting the tip of the iceberg, Marilyn.
So basically you're saying that you have designer bathroom accessories that are grab bars that you can install without doing anything super invasive and make our bathroom safe so that we don't slip and fall on slippery tiles or in our tubs. And you're saying that it can be easier to get in and out of bed and off the couch if people have difficulty standing and we really don't have to do anything invasive. Just call you and you can show us. So how do we find out what we need and what's best for us? Because not everyone needs everything, but safety is an issue.
For sure. So at Total Access Center, we offer the Total Home Safety Check. I talk about this week after week. I come to your home. I can do an assessment of top to bottom of your house, whether it be the bathroom, the kitchen, getting in and out of the house from your entrance. I give you a full written report with pictures and prices. So you know what it's going to cost to do these things in your home and how to make it safe. And that safety check is usually $89.95. For the first 3 callers today, I will be giving it away for free. And on top of that, anybody that's installing these products that I talked about today, I'll also give an additional 10% off the total purchase of your products.
So there's a cost to staying safe, but it can be less if you're dealing with the Total Access Center. You can have a safe bathroom, an easier access to your bed or to your sofa, and many other things. If you want to identify the hazards in your home and make your home a forever home, Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center offers you the Total Home Safety Check. Just give him a call. The number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
And before I let you run away, I know that some people want help in terms of money for their renovations, and you had exciting news last week. Can you share a bit again?
For sure. So starting in 2021, in January, the government is offering, if you spend up to $10,000 in your home for accessibility upgrades, they'll give you 25% back. It is for seniors. So you are eligible for getting $2,500 back as long as you're making accessibility upgrades. So we can start that process now, and I can explain it more in detail. But this is something that is so beneficial for seniors. Getting $2,500 back to make your home safer is an amazing incentive.
So you'll help people find out if they qualify and fill out forms if there are any, right?
Absolutely. And I can also talk about other funding options that are available to them as well.
So, Daniel, I appreciate all that you're doing for us. Total Home Safety Check is priceless. Free for the first 2 callers, $89.95. After that, the number one more time, 647-206-6409. Look forward to speaking to you next week. And in the meantime, happy you're helping seniors stay safe.
Thank you so much. And I'm glad to be doing it.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Time once again to say goodbye until next Saturday. And thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Carlos and Kelly and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective team. And a special thank you to you for joining us here every Saturday and being open to a fresh perspective. Your willingness to make an effort to live well and move forward in your life despite the detours that you're encountering inspires us to continue to reach out to you and to do our best to inform you so you can learn from a woman's perspective and take action when you're ready. We all can live our best day every day. And yes, we can take time to reflect and evaluate, but we need not postpone living until COVID is conquered. We can find ways to reach out to others, to touch each other's lives meaningfully, and we can do our part to make this time better for ourselves and for others. Good deeds are never wasted, and we can all contribute to the greater good in our own way. There are causes we can support, individuals who'll be grateful for our positive actions, simple things like a call or an email, doing an errand for someone who can't, sharing our talents, our abilities, and some of our material things all will make a difference. So as our time today here concludes, I encourage you to keep your hopes up, hold on to your dreams, and find ways to make them come true, one step at a time. Feel free to reach out to any of us on your From a Woman's Perspective team. Ask your questions, explore the possibilities, and then act when you're ready and act confidently. You can get our contact information on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Next Saturday, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will give us investment advice. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic and Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Plus, we'll learn how to tackle the kitchen challenge from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And others of the team will share tips and happy stories as usual. So in the meantime, have a great weekend, an amazing week, and stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective. Remember to wash your hands, to mask your face, and do what you can to enjoy your days and to contribute good to our world any way you can. Bye for now. We'll talk next week from a woman's perspective.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.